When we got in, they did the typical politician double speak, which is to say, oh, we didn't promise, you know, you read Animal Farm, have you? We didn't promise that we would stop it, you know. We only promised we'd stop the re-engineered, we'd stop what the UWP were doing. But what the Freedom Party did before, and our own thing, we didn't promise to stop that. When in the cabinet, I can tell you, when I tried to review it, I was told by the Prime Minister and Mr. Savary, don't even go there. Don't even touch Grace Tongue. I was told, don't even go down there. And I was sharp in the cabinet from being able to review. And when I tried to, I was undermined in my own office. You see, people keep saying that, you know, we're like the United States is selling passports in Britain. Yes, it's true. But the United States is not Dominica. United States, you're talking about 300, 400 million people. In Dominica, you're talking about 70,000 people. Well, all you need to do, and we've already sold about 10,000 of these things. Do you know 10,000 people, if they came to demand to come here to Dominica, what impact that would have on this society? This is typical, it seems to me, of where people are not thinking long-term, not thinking ahead. They're only thinking of the immediate needs.
But passports sold to these people, citizenship, when these people acquire citizenship. Mm. Is it on the understanding that they will come to live in Dominica, or basically that they
Who's
want
understanding?
To have...
There's no condition that they mustn't come here.
Yeah, but how many of them have come here?
Yes, you mean how many of them have come here so far? But we've seen the effects.
How many of them have come here?
Well, not many, but you mean that because many have not come so far, they'll never come? Let me give you an example. We can see the effects of it, you know. How do you think you've noticed the changes in the commercial ownership in Roseau? Where do you think that comes from? It comes from the citizenship program. Let me tell you. I mean, exactly, for example, in China, in the southern China, where there's that thing from Taiwan has not been resolved. Most of these passports sold to Chinese were sold in southern China, between southern China and Taiwan. What if, for example, there was to be a war between Taiwan and China, and these people, knowing they have Dominican passports, all of a sudden decided, hey, it's time for us to go and live in Dominica. What would happen? Can you stop them? This is the danger, the future danger that I'm trying
Dominica
to guard against.
Dominica is so largely underpopulated.
Oh, come on. Underpopulated?
Yeah, you have 305 square miles for 60,000 people. Look at Little Antigua, 100 and something square miles.
You know what worries me about that? Isn't the underpopulated or the overpopulated, Ken, that actually matters? It is what kind of social conflicts or problems like that where... I mean, it's all... I'm not against
but
Chinese.
But don't other multiracial communities solve their problems?
Let me explain.
You lived in a multiracial society yourself.
Where there is, yes. But you know they're civil. You know the countries where they don't solve them. Where there are civil wars. You understand? You look at Fiji. You know there are countries like that where they cannot solve them. Where, in fact, you have a preponderance of force or power on one side... Well, it can be solved because it's a really question of reform. It's a question of the... But where you get populations equal in power, which you would have, for example, if you had 10,000 people here of one ethnic group who had a lot of money compared to the local people, they'd be very powerful. It is in situations like that that those conflicts can occur. And my problem is if the conflict occurs in Dominica, the local Dominicans will leave in large numbers.
To go where?
They will go wherever they can. Where are they going now? They'll go wherever they can. And that will see the dissolution, the unraveling of this, what history brought about, which is our existence in this island. This is what worries me. I am not concerned. I'm not a racist at all.
What do you tell people who say this is a far-fetched scenario?
Because they're just very short-sighted. That is why I bring the example of Ted Heath. In the case of England, it didn't make any difference. England had 56 million people, 50,000 Asians, with a very strong polity, with a very strong political control.
But you have examples in the Caribbean, Trinidad and Tobago, Indo... Afro, Guyana, Indo-Afro. Yes, they have problems, but they're surviving.
These have emerged out of history, out of a historical thing. But it's not. It's a totally different situation in a little island like this of 70,000 people. If you bring a large influx.